PMO probe shakes infamous D.Y. Patil College. Whistleblower under threat. CVC joins high-stakes investigation. RS-74-CR medical scam. Exposed Unmesh Gujarati Sprouts news exclusive. A RS-74.38 crore MBBS fee refund scam at the infamous D.Y. Patil Medical College in Pune has sparked a high-level PMO and CVC probe. Sprouts News Special Investigation Team, SIT, and whistleblowers revealed systemic corruption. Editor-in-Chief Unmesh Gujarati now faces death threats, prompting calls for immediate protection under the Whistleblower Protection Act. R-74.38, crore scam at infamous D.Y. Patil Medical College triggers PMO and CVC crackdown. A. 74.38, crore corruption scandal at the infamous D.Y. Patil Medical College, Pimpri, Pune, has shaken India's private medical education sector. The case, under direct monitoring by the Prime Minister's Office, PMO, and active scrutiny from the Central Vigilance Commission, CVC, is being personally overseen by PM's Secretary and former RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das, with Undersecretary Mukul Dixit spearheading the operational follow-up. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has played a central role in exposing the scam, working closely with whistleblowers to uncover systemic malpractice. The developments have intensified pressure on both regulatory authorities and the wider private medical college network. Whistleblower Editor-in-Chief faces death threats amid fee scam exposure. Unmesh Gujarati, Editor-in-Chief of Sprouts News, and the second key whistleblower after Dr. Divyansh Dwivedi, is now facing a series of abusive calls and death threats. His investigation revealed illegal MBBS fifth-year fee collections of Rs. 32 lakh per student, degree withholding, stipend misappropriation, and student harassment. Following relentless SIT coverage and persistent CVC complaints, the college refunded Rs. 74.38 crore to students, one of the largest restitution cases in Indian medical history. However, sources allege that corrupt Bhagyashri Patil, alongside Prasad Patil and Yashraj Patil, orchestrated an intimidation campaign to silence further reporting. The threats, allegedly from numbers linked to college management, were laced with vulgar abuse and demands to stop printing against D.Y. Patil. Calls came from multiple phone numbers suggesting an organized pressure tactic. +91 91727 90530, +91 86238 6161, +91 84858 30530, +91 93561 58583, +91 832 972575. PMO and CVC timeline reveals escalation of high stakes probe. The CVC began its investigation on 27th of February 2025, after Dr. Dwivedi's formal complaint. By 26th April, complaint number 15275-2025 had detailed fee exploitation and regulatory inaction. On 30th April, the PMO forwarded the case to the Ministry of Health, with further escalations on 8th May demanding freezing of excess fee collections and criminal proceedings. Key milestones include PMO compliance reminder on 15th of May, urgent follow-ups in August, confirmation from Undersecretary Mukul Dixit on 7th of August that the case has already been taken for examination. Just days later, threats against Unmesh Gujarati were reported to Apex authorities, deepening concerns about journalist safety. Police alerted, whistleblower protection demanded Unmesh Gujarati has notified police but refrained from immediate FIR filing to avoid spoiling the careers of misguided youth. He has warned, however, that if harassment persists, charges under IPC sections 384, extortion, and 506, criminal intimidation, will be pursued. The college management has publicly denied involvement, but whistleblower insiders claim the same individuals now disowned by the institution were previously acting under direct instructions. The Sprouts SIT maintains that this reflects a pattern of hypocrisy and evasion. Legal experts and civil society leaders are calling for urgent intervention by Maharashtra Home Minister Devendra Fadnavis, invoking the whistleblowers.
Protection Act to provide state-backed security to both Gujarati and Dwivedi. They argue that shielding investigative journalists and whistleblowers is critical to preserving the integrity of Indian democracy. Editors defiant stand. The fight is for social justice. In a closing statement, Unmesh Gujarati reaffirmed, "This fight is for social justice, not personal vendetta. Sprouts News will continue to fulfill its role as the fourth pillar of democracy. Attempts to muzzle the press will fail." The RSA 74.38 CROR scam at the infamous D.Y. Patil Medical College is now a national litmus test for whistleblower protection, press freedom, and corruption accountability in India's private medical education system, a legacy of allegations. The D.Y. Patil Medical College, Pune, has repeatedly found itself mired in controversies well before the current ERR 74438 CROR illegal MBBS fee refund scandal. Over the past decade, the institution has faced allegations of charging capitation fees, far exceeding government-mandated limits, bypassing the official admission process, and exploiting loopholes in the Medical Counseling Committee, MCC, guidelines. Regulatory red flags ignored multiple inspections by the erstwhile Medical Council of India, MCI, and later the National Medical Commission, NMC, raised serious concerns about faculty shortages, ghost attendance records, and manipulation of hospital patient data to meet minimum requirements for accreditation. In 2018, an MCI report flagged discrepancies in infrastructure claims and patient inflow figures submitted by the college, irregularities that should have triggered strict punitive action. However, despite mounting evidence, regulatory bodies largely failed to act decisively, fueling speculation of deep-rooted political and bureaucratic shielding. Scandals beyond academics. The college has also been linked to controversies beyond academic misconduct. Whistleblowers have alleged misuse of charitable trust land for commercial purposes, irregularities in hostile fee collections, and even intimidation of student activists who dared to question the administration. In 2021, a leaked set of internal communications hinted at potential grade manipulation for influential students. While the management has consistently denied all wrongdoing, the pattern of allegations suggests systemic malpractice, raising urgent questions about oversight, governance, and the true cost of private medical education in India.